Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is April the 22nd, and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Chronicles, chapters 1 to 3. Genealogies are the records of God's grace upon humanity. We read in 1 Chronicles chapter 1 verses 29 and chapter 2 verse 1 like this. These are their genealogies. These were the sons of Israel. The books of 1 and 2 Chronicles tell the history of Israel from the standpoint of the Jews returning from the Babylonian exile. These books help them do that by listing their ancestors and giving an account of their nation, Judah, from the time of David until the decree of Cyrus, allowing their return. In one sense, the history covered in Chronicles could be said to extend from the beginning of the world to the end of the Babylonian exile, as this is a period for that genealogy. Beginning with Adam, and tracing his genealogy through Adam, the purpose of these books is to show the place of Israel in history, and it reminds us that God takes our heritage seriously as well. Ancient scholarly tradition believes that the author of the two books was Ezra the scribe. And since these books were written from a priestly perspective and the main emphasis centers on the temple in Jerusalem, the Levitical priesthood, and the theocratic lineage of David. The first book has two main sections, and the first section contains 9 chapters of genealogies, which is often passed over as unimportant. However, genealogies were very important to the Jews in seeking to maintain their tribal directions, their need for racial and religious purity, and to tell the story of God's work and purposes from generation to generation. In particular, even though the genealogies start with a general view of humankind and then it narrows to include only those directly associated with the redemptive purpose of God, the genealogical lists begin by demonstrating the place of the line of David, from whom the Messiah would come among the families of humankind. When we look at the genealogies from another angle, they represent the records of God's grace upon the people of Israel in particular and upon humanity in general. As the Israelites look back to their past through these genealogies, they can truly praise God for His grace upon them. Through Abraham, God had chosen them as His people, brought them out of their slavery in Egypt, given them the promised land, and enabled them to establish the kingdom of Israel. Throughout history, God has remained faithful to all the promises that He had made to Abraham and to all the other great patriarchs of Israel. Since Israel's past had displayed both God's faithfulness and grace, it has been given a basis for trusting God to fulfilling His word among their descendants as well. The best display of God's grace upon humanity, however, was when He allowed His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for the sins of all the people. As Apostle Paul writes to the church of Ephesus, we are saved through faith by God's grace that has been poured as a gift for us. For we read in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 like this. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Every believer in Christ today is indebted to God's grace for superintending the circumstances that has brought the gospel to him or her. Let us be aware that God is currently keeping another exhaustive genealogy in heaven called the Lamb's Book of Life. God is keeping every record on every individual who has ever lived on this earth, and by these records, based on the light of the revelation they have received, they will all be justly judged by God one day. Only if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and live a life to please Him alone will your name be found in the Lamb's Book of Life. Don't let another day pass by without your name being recorded in God's genealogical book, as this will be the final record of God's grace upon humanity. We finally read what's going to happen one day in the future from the book of Revelation chapter 20 verses 12 and 15 like this. The words of Apostle John. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in these books. And anyone not found written in the Lamb's book of life was cast into the lake of fire.